Well, a thrilling victory last time out in the Cup. It went to extra time and who knows, it could go to extra time and indeed penalties again this evening. Not the easiest of draws. You certainly would have hoped for a home draw, but away to a Premier side and a Limerick side who some may feel have perhaps underachieved a little bit so far this season. They'll be giving it a real go tonight.
Yeah, I watched Limerick 2 weeks ago here, and they were very, very good until they conceded the Shamrock Rovers. And then they reminded of, you know, a little bit of ourselves in the way that the confidence drained a small bit, but then they turned it around last weekend and Saturday here against Bohemians, where they bet them comfortably, albeit 1-0. And look, they're a proper side. They probably are in a false position in the league to a certain degree, but I don't think in the league side of it that they'll be in any danger of being in the bottom three, that type of way.
And so following on from that assumption, if you think they're probably safe in the league, all the more reason why they're really going to give the Cup a go, because who knows, if Cork end up winning the Cup as well as we expect them to win the league, the beaten Cup finalists could end up in Europe. So that gives an added incentive to teams.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Have those rules changed? I think they actually have changed, Chris, but I don't think we'll be checking them out really, you know, for any time soon, to put it that way to you. I think that it goes to the fourth place league side should the league champions win the FAI Cup or indeed the second place, if you know what I mean by that. But anyway, that's neither here or there, Chris. Look, it wasn't a draw we wanted for a whole lot of reasons. You know, financially, geographically, football-wise, all three of them are tough, you know, to put it that way to you. But we'll go there and try and enjoy it a little bit with the slight amount of pressure off from the league games. But we're back here again on Friday night in probably what in our eyes will be a bigger game, to put it that way to you.
And it's always difficult in those circumstances because you're kind of thinking ahead to next week. You're trying to learn from tonight's game. Am I right in saying you'd gladly take 3 points ahead of the Cup victory?
Well, certainly, yeah. Probably say we'll take a point, but that way, yeah. But we can't pick and choose which one we want to show up for, and that's, you know, that's the way our season has been. Some days we show up and are very, very good, and then other days we're the opposite, to put it that way, yeah. So, look, we'll put out a side that we think have a chance of winning the game. Certainly won't be favourites, to put it that way, yeah. And we'll see what we can learn then between now and next Friday, where, you know, the pressure will certainly be on us to try and get something out of it then.
Yeah. Now, Eddie Desan is out through suspension. A little bit of confusion. We've had confusion in recent weeks about suspensions. And again, this week about Keelan McAleer. He is eligible to play?
Yeah. There seems to be a small problem with the administration up in Dublin there at the moment. But no, it's been rectified. Keelan McAleer has served his two-match ban. Eddie Desan is also out on the basis, and I think the confusion was of their own making. Eddie Desan had accumulated 5 yellow cards, which would have put him out of Monday's game against Cork. But because he received a red card in Inchicore, that took precedence. So the 5 yellow card suspension kicks on into tonight. So I think a lot of people were confused, including the administrators, but it started, and you know, Eddie is not available tonight, but Keelan McAleer is.
Yeah, so Eddie, a big loss given the recent form he's been in, but in recent weeks you have brought in players like other teams, and Ibrahim Keita, the young French striker, he did pretty well when he came on in his last outing.
Yeah, he did. He's a good lad. He holds the ball up well. He worked hard, you know. The we'll see. You know, he scored a great winner up in Bray, to his credit, and has added to the squad. He's fitted into the group brilliantly, you know, for a lad, you know, from outside the country, to put it that way to you. But we need him playing well tonight if he's starting, and you know, we need the likes of Keenan McAleer, should he play, to give us a little bit up top, that maybe against Cork we didn't have an out ball as much as what we hope to have tonight.
And Paddy Mealy, he aggravated a hamstring just before the last week's game. And Paddy McCourt has a bit of a hip injury, which is a sort of a recurring matter. The two of them, they're both unavailable?
Well, Paddy has travelled with us, but obviously Paddy Mealy got a scan on Thursday. We're still waiting the results of the scan. We should have it this evening. It looks like he'll be out certainly weeks, to put it that way, too, and we're hoping it's only weeks, to put it that way. Paddy McCourt has travelled here, but whether I'll put it this way, yeah, possibly if it was the league game, I think Paddy McCourt, we'd take a chance on him tonight, but maybe the priorities are slightly different here, so we'll decide in the next hour what way we go.
Yeah, and just summing up, I mean, it's obviously you're going out there to try and get through, but it's not the end of the world, and next week you're keeping a really close eye on Limerick. Do you think their approach to it will be much different?
I think Limerick are certainly safe, to put it that way, too. I'd say they were delighted with the draw, the fact they were at home and playing a side that are struggling at the bottom, albeit not too many points behind them. But they have a hell of a lot to offer, and I think they're in a false position in the league. I'd say that they would fancy themselves, you know, like if they look at the quarter final, if they get there, and let's say Cork and Dundalk play each other, then, you know, they could be looking at the other side of the draw. But at the same time, who knows what will happen this evening? Yeah, the odds are stacked against us without a doubt, but we certainly won't be going out just to make up the numbers. We'll go at it and see can we get something out of it as regards getting through it. But it would be a big, big achievement tonight if we were to get through it.
Yeah. And finally, Ollie Horgan, if we look at the remaining fixtures, seven games left, it's certainly very tough. I mean, every point earned is a point gained in this real scramble at the bottom.
Yeah, look, it's going to take a hell of an effort to try and stay in it. You know, you even saw last night in the cup game where Galway turned over Pats. All being in the cup game, we got trounced up there last Friday. So Galway are a team that are actually behind us at the moment. So you're trying to see, you know, what three you could go and actually finish above. And the weeks go by, it gets more difficult. But at the same time, there isn't a whole lot wrong here. You know, there's a good bunch of lads. Yes, we may have limitations in certain areas. We're not saying that we're world beaters by any means. But if we have the fight that we did last Monday night against Cork, at least those seven games will make a battle of them. If we have maybe the fight or the lack of fight that we had up in Inchicore in the last 15 minutes yesterday week, well then no, then we're out the window, to put it that way to you. But look, I think there'll be a lot of twists and turns in it, and we can stay in it to the bitter end, to put it that way to you.
And your next home game, I think I'm right in saying, is against Sligo Rovers. That should be quite a Northwest derby.
Yeah, that's a massive game as well, but we aren't even looking at that. Look, I'll be honest with you, you know, we only sat down on Tuesday to address the cup game here in Limerick after the Cork game. We haven't even thought about the Sligo game, to be honest with you, because we're here and back here again next Friday. So we have two huge games ahead of us before we even look at that league.
As you've said before, Ali, it's relentless.
Yeah, it's certainly that, yeah. But look, it's great to be in it. And while it is hugely challenging, you know, long may it continue, to put it that way.
Great. Best of luck this evening.
Take care, Chris.